有啲人未翻，咁啊，等多幾個人俾啲意見先公布啲消息，咁啊。所以下个星期先公布俾大家听啊，调查嘅结果。我哋一齐打开圣经，我哋睇创世记三十二章。Let's look in our Bibles at Genesis chapter 32。喺西方咧，我哋有一个嘅运动项目咧，就中国好少用咧，就系、是、澳门都好少人会玩嘅。是叫摔角，我哋摔跤啊！嗰个我哋年轻嘅时候读书喺中学咧，就男仔喺体育堂咧一定要学点样去摔角。咁啊，摔角咧就系、是、一个运动咧，就要全身嘅力量，即系同另一个人去比较嘅时候。And when we were young, you know, we used to have to learn how to wrestle in gym class, and in China, wrestling is not popular sport, so very few people here wrestle. But wrestling takes your whole body strength.
咁啊，幾個星期前咧，我哋見到喺新聞有一個特輯咧，就係有一個嘅好奇特一個嘅人啊。
And a few weeks ago on a news broadcast, I saw a very special person.
咁啊，佢非常之有毅力
，and he had a lot of self-motivation and stamina.
佢呢就係一出世係冇雙腳。
And when he was born, he didn't have legs.
So 佢呢就係一路長大呢玩唔到任何一個運動。直到中學階段嘅時候有人建議不如你玩摔角。
And so as he was growing up, he couldn't play any athletic sports until he got into high school. Somebody suggested, why don't you do wrestling?
咁佢開頭咧個教練咧以為呢個冇腳嘅男子冇辦法玩摔角。
And at first the coach thought that man this guy without legs he can't do it。
但係佢真係好有毅力去苦練，結果咧佢就玩得好出色。
And as he was working hard at it and really trying, he became a very good wrestler and he was winning all of his matches。
咁啊，佢係贏曬所有嘅賽事。發現到佢喺佢嘅球隊裏邊嘅，即係最出色嘅一個嘅摔角高手。
And he became the most prized possession of his team because he was winning all of the matches.
個俾我哋發現到咧，即係摔角要敏捷咧嘅反應同埋力量咧，又要有技巧。
So to play wrestling well, you have to be very fast, you have to be limber, and you also have to be strong.
咁啊，好多時咧，人生裏邊我哋好似係玩緊摔角一樣。
But you know, many times in our life, it's like we're playing a wrestling match.
咁啊，唔知同邊個比較緊
，and sometimes we don't know who we're wrestling against.
今日我哋嘅經文，我哋要睇雅各咧，唔係同人玩摔角，係同神搞摔角。
And today we're going to look at James, Jacob, and he wasn't wrestling with a man; he was wrestling with God.We're going to see how he did that as he was fleeing from his father-in-law Laban and going to face his brother, and then he ends up wrestling with God.
雅各我们看到他又逃跑他的拉班他的外父要面对他前面的哥哥以扫在中间呢他跟神玩摔角。我们看32章我们看22节就是32节。
So let's look at Genesis 32, verse 22 to 32.
22节话，他夜间起来，带着两个差子、两个侍女，并十一个儿子，都过了雅伯渡口，先打发他们过河，又打发所有的都过去，只剩下雅各一人。有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。那人说：天黎明了，用我去吧。雅各说： 你不给我祝福，我就不用你去。那人说，你名叫什么？他说，我名叫雅各。那人说，你的名不要再叫雅各，只要叫以色列，因为你与神与人较量，都得了胜。雅各问他说，请将你的名告诉我。那人说，何必问我的名？于是在那里给雅各祝福，雅各便给那地方起名叫贝鲁伊勒，就是神之面的意思。意思说，我面对面见了神，我的姓名仍得保存。日头刚出来的时候，雅各经过比路伊勒，他的大腿就瘸了，故此以色列人不吃大腿窝的根，直到今日，因为那人摸了雅各大腿窝的根。一起低头祈祷。 Let's pray。 主啊，我们多谢你，今天我们从这个经文当中去认识到你的话语，求神你在我们当中去彰显你自己的力量，愿意孩子去很清楚很释放将你的道讲出来。所以多谢主将以下的时间交托奉耶稣名求， Amen。 那个人通神玩缩角得不得呢？ Can somebody really wrestle against God？ 真的很奇妙呢，这个经文呢就影响到雅各的一生。 And we see this experience affected Jacob in the rest of his life。 我们可以呢从当中学习一啲嘅好高贵嘅教导。 And we can learn from this many precious and very valuable lessons in our life。 我们之前呢我们见到雅各是怎样的人，但是在这个经文我们要看到他有一个的改变。但可能我们要先认识到呢，为什么雅各要来到一个这样的地步，要跟神玩缩角。So maybe we need to look back and see how Jacob got into this position where he would have to wrestle with God. So let's look at verse 1 and 2. 我们看回第一节和第二节，我们看雅各怎样来到这样的地步。第一节说，雅各认教行路，神的使者遇见他，雅各看见他就说，这是神的军兵，于是给那地方起名叫马哈莲，就是义军兵的意思。上个星期呢，我们看了雅各呢离开拉班的时候呢，拉班又想杀他，是不是？我们看到呢他一头逃跑，跟着他两个呢就是因为拉班在蒙中见到神的异象，他不可以对雅各讲好或者讲坏，于是呢他画了一条界限的，说你不要过这条界限，你过这条界限我们杀你。And last week we saw that as Jacob was escaping from Laban, then he was running away, and then Laban wanted to kill Jacob, and in the middle of the night, God came to Laban and gave him a dream and said, don't speak good or bad to Jacob. And so when he caught up with Jacob, then all they could do is, you know, they set a boundary, and they said, don't cross this line, you know, if you cross this line, I'm going to kill you. And so Jacob can't go back.於是呢雅各呢就唔可以返转头嘅，唔可以向后边，因为如果佢返转头呢，拉班就会杀佢嘅。於是佢一定要向前行。佢向前行呢就见到天使喺度嘅。And Jacob can't go back because Laban's going to kill him, so he has to go forward, and as he's going forward, then he meets angels. 咁我未见过天使，你哋见过天使未呀？ I've never seen an angel. Have any of you seen an angel? 我未见过呢，但係这个是雅各好像第三次神跟他见面。Now, this is like the third time that God comes and appears to Jacob as an angel or whatever. And so Jacob, you know, he sees this angel, and I believe that God had a purpose for letting him see the angel. God was trying to show him something, encourage him. 我相信呢，他见到天使，神是要鼓励他，要给雅各知一个的很重要的信息。什么信息呢？就是神与他同在。那我相信你见到天使呢，就会好有信心，神是保护我呢。 And I believe that if you saw an angel, that you'd know that God is with you and he's going to protect you. Eh?
但是雅各呢，佢好得意呢，佢见到呢个天使，佢得到个鼓励呢，好短暂。
But Jacob, you know, he saw the angel and the encouragement he got only lasted very short-lived. Because in just the next verse, we find that Jacob gets very upset.
我们看第三节 ,look at verse 3. 因为在第三节呢，雅各就发生了一件事，他说雅各打发人先往西以地去，就是以东地，见他哥哥以扫。
And skip to verse 6. 就跳到第六节呢，就在第六节呢，见到
所打发的人回到雅各那里说，我们到了你哥哥以扫那里，他带着400人正迎着你来。
So the servants came back and told Jacob, you know, Esau's got 400 guys, they're coming to get you. Jacob knew Esau, and he knew that if he's coming with 400 guys, it's not to make a peace party. It's for some very important reason.
雅各认识佢哥哥以扫，佢知道如果有400人嚟追佢咧，即系嚟揾佢咧，唔系好事，唔系讲谈判，系讲打嘅。于是雅各就即刻好惊，好担心，佢好担心佢哥哥。
And so Jacob was very afraid. He was afraid of Esau.
20年前佢系离开以扫，因为以扫讲明爸爸死嘅时候，我要杀雅各。
And 20 years ago, Jacob ran away from Esau because Esau said, when my father dies, I'm going to kill this guy. And now 20 years later, he's coming with 400 men to fulfill his promise.
过了20年,他带了400人,就要做到他所应承做的事。如果是你,你担不担心?
我想任何人都会怕。And if it was you, I think you'd be afraid too. I would be afraid. 400 guys coming after me.
过了20年还是闹。过了20年还是想杀人。
After 20 years, he's still angry. After 20 years, he still wants to commit murder.
昨晚我们看了谋美那套戏。我看到在那套少数民族的文化里面，你杀我爸爸，我长大之后20年30年后我要杀返你，一样是见到咁嘅事。
Last night we saw the movie The End of the Spear, and in their Wadati tribe is the same. If you kill my father when I grow up 20 years later, 30 years later, I have to kill you. So Esau is not an exception. Everybody does that.
所以我哋睇到以扫呢，佢唔係奇怪嘅，其实好普遍嘅。呢啲仇恨嘅，好多人咧就因为喺家变嘅嗌交嘅时候，即系20年后都系反面唔倾偈。
And many people, because something happens in the family, 20 years later, we won't talk to each other.
雅各咧，佢惊，佢应该惊，但系佢忘记咗啱啱见到天使。
So Jacob, he was afraid, and maybe he should have been afraid, but he forgot that he just saw the angels to come and encourage him.
我们看第七节和第八节。Look at verse 7 and 8. 雅各就甚惧怕，而且受烦，便把那与他同在的人，考和群、羊群、牛群、骆驼分做两队。说以扫若来攻杀这一队，剩下的那一队还可以逃避。
雅各呢，佢好快呢就忘记咗天使嘅说话。And Jacob, he forgot so suddenly about the angel.
佢系忘记咗呢，系喺拉班嘅时候呢，神叫佢翻去佢自己家乡。
And he forgot that when he was back with Laban, that God came and told him to go back to his homeland.
佢忘记咗神话佢听要祝福佢。
And he forgot that God told him that he was going to bless him.
佢而家只系记得咧，以扫有400人要追杀我。
And now all he thinks about is that Esau is coming with 400 men to kill me.
雅各系一个人咧，同我哋一样，我哋都系人。
我相信雅各的反应跟一般人的反应是一样。You know, Jacob is a man and we're like Jacob. And I think that Jacob's response is no different than yours or my response would be. So often we just forget that God is with us. And even though we have all the promises, even though we have all the head knowledge, when it comes down to the rubber hits the road, you know, we lose it.
雅各同我哋一样，所以我哋系知道神应许保护我哋，所以我哋有呢啲头脑嘅知识。但系当我哋系落地生根嘅时候，面对呢啲嘅危险嘅时候，我哋系忘记晒，就好似腾世鸡。
有啲人喺绝望嘅时候咧，会点样做呢 ？What do most people do when they're afraid in a hard spot？
有啲人会精神崩溃
，some people have a nervous breakdown。
有啲会自杀
，some people commit suicide。
有啲会逃跑
，some will try and escape。
雅各做乜嘢咧？喺呢个困难嘅时候咧，系值得我哋考虑，值得我哋学习。
And what Jacob did in this time is an important thing for us to learn and to follow。
因为雅各咧就系比较上冷静
，because Jacob was even more reserved and confined in his response.
雅各向神祷告。
Jacob chose to pray. Pray to God.
佢之前呢，喺圣经里面我睇唔到雅各祷告。
And I don't see a lot of prayer from Jacob in the earlier part of his life. But here, he chooses to pray. And we can see that after 20 years of being broken, that he's been changed. Now he's becoming a man of prayer.
我们可以看得到呢，以前雅各没什么祷告的生活的，但是经过20年的磨练呢，他现在是成为一个会祷告的人，因为他知道靠自己不得，他要靠神。
He knows that he cannot depend on himself. He needs to depend on God. So let's look in verse 9 to 12 and see how Jacob prays. It's a very important prayer.
我们看第9节至12节，看到雅各的祷告是一个非常重要的祷告。看到他怎么说，雅各说，耶和华，我祖亚伯拉罕的神，我父亲以撒的神啊，你曾对我说，回你本地本族去，我要考待你，你向仆人所施的一切慈爱和诚实，我一点也不赔得。我先前只拿着我的杖过这约旦河，如今我却剩了两队，靠你教我脱离我哥哥以扫的手，因为我怕他来杀我，连妻子带儿女一同杀了。我曾说，我定你曾说，我必定考待你，使你的后裔如同海边的沙，多得不可胜数。
但我哋睇到雅各嘅祷告咧，佢表达咧四样好重要嘅事。
And so from Jacob's prayer, we see that he's showing four very important points that we need to learn about prayer. 嗱，我希望咧，我哋每一个人咧，可以学到雅各呢种嘅祷告。
And I hope that all of us can learn how to pray the way that Jacob has prayed.
嗱，我唔希望你遇到雅各呢种嘅痛苦。
But I don't want you to go to this trial that Jacob is in. But if you are in a trial, you can get comfort from the way that he prayed.
嗱，我唔希望你遇到雅各呢种嘅困难。但如果你遇到困难咧，你学雅各咁样祷告咧，会对你有帮助。他祈祷呢，首先呢，他没有用自己的话去祷告，他先用神的说话跟神讲翻。
And the first thing he did when he prayed, he didn't use his own thoughts when he prayed. He spoke God's word in his prayer.
意思就是说，你看回呢，他说，神啊，你曾说，神啊，你是应许过我，你是慈爱，你是考待我。
And he said, God, you said, You told me that you would promise to do this. You are a God of mercy. You are a God of love. And you said that you would do this for me.
他讲翻俾神听，神啊，你自己应承过嘅嘢。嗱，当我哋祈祷，我哋用呢一点嚟祈祷系好重要。
And so when we pray, we take the word of God and we stand on what God has said, because God's word is true.
因为神嘅说话系真实咧，所以我哋系用翻神嘅说话嚟讲咧，系对我哋非常之有用。第二件事，雅各点样祈祷呢？佢承认自己不配神嘅恩典。
And the second part that Jacob prayed is he said he recognized that he was not worthy for God's blessings.
他说我大也不配。他承认他是不应该有这些祝福。
He recognized that he shouldn't have these blessings.
The third thing that he recognized is that he was nothing. But that God had given him much. 他第三次他发现到呢，他本身是乜都冇，过约但何得个像，但是神是俾咗他非常之多个礼物。他承认他所拥有是神俾他。
And so he recognized that what he had was all given by God, is a gift from God.
第四点呢，他不是为自己求的，他为他的太太、仔女、成族人和后裔求。
He wasn't praying only for himself. He was praying for his wives, he was praying for his children, and his future descendants.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学这四点，很重要的祷告。
And so we need to learn from Jacob's prayer and follow his example.
我觉得雅各真的改变了。当我们看到呢，他又承认这些是神给他的礼物，不属于他自己，我知道他改变了。因为这个是一个谦卑的祷告。
And I think Jacob has changed from 20 years past. He's changed because he prays and he recognizes this is not anything of myself. All these are gifts that God gave me. Jacob became a humble man.
他是一个谦卑的人。但是雅各呢，都是用回自己一些方法来做事。
But Jacob is still relying on his own methods.
我们看到呢，雅各呢，虽然他一边祷告呢，他一边都是想用自己的方法来解决。
And so even though he's praying a humble prayer and seeking God, he's also using his own resources to try and solve the problem.
因为他是一个很有聪明的人。
Jacob is a man that's very wise.
所以他有很多的计
，and so he can think of many ways to try and get out of this situation.
于是他尝试呢，用一啲送礼物嘅方法，送礼物嚟令到佢哥哥嚟息怒。
And so he's thinking about how can I make my brother not be so angry? Maybe I'll give him a bunch of presents, and that will solve his problem.
咁佢呢个计划呢都几合理
，and his thought, you know, it might work. It's not a bad idea.You know, let's give him all the gifts we can and make him happy, and then he'll forget about trying to kill me.
You know, 我哋送所有嘅礼物俾佢，我哋俾佢多多嘅礼物，跟住佢忘记杀我咧，咁咪几好啊？系咪？啊！所以你睇32:13-21，我唔会读，但你可以睇到雅各谂到送啲咩礼物。
So as you look at verse 13 to verse 21, we're not going to read it, but you can look at it and see all the gifts that Jacob decided to give to his brother.Camels, sheep, oxen, flocks of them, flocks, herds, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, you know, all these guys. He's just giving them away.
你看看在这几节里面，他又送羊，又送山羊，又绵羊，又公羊，又骆驼，又哇40只，又20只，又20只，又40只，又14只，又哇好多。他这样送，想着呢每一摊一摊一班，佢话以扫见到一班又话呢啲系乜嘢？跟住有人话啊呢啲系你细佬雅各送俾你嘅礼物。
And so each time, you know, Esau came and see this flock of herds, he says, "Whose are these?" And the servants say, "Oh, these are the present from your servant Jacob."
佢冇话你细佬系你仆人嘅，所以雅各谂住用呢个方法咧嚟令到哥哥即系息怒。我想不行，是不是？
我諗如果咁嬲咧，收到咁多禮物，可能越見越嬲嘅。But you know, this could not work. Maybe the brother, if he's really mad, the more he sees, the angrier he gets. The more angry he gets.
改變一個人嘅怒氣係神。
To change anger in somebody is God's work in somebody's heart.
只有神可以做呢樣嘢。呢個咁大嘅禮物呢，如果冇禱告呢，係冇用。
And just giving this big gift without the prayer backing it is not going to solve anything.
所以雅各呢，一邊諗送禮物，一邊呢去禱告。但是他安排了这个送礼物之后呢，他都知道是不得的。
But even after he arranged to have all these presents given, he still knew that it wasn't going to solve the problem.
所以呢，他回来跟神再一次来祷告。
And so Jacob came back to pray to God again.
你看22至23节、24节。
And look at verse 22 to 24.
他夜间起来，带着两个妻子、两个侍女，并十二个儿子，都过了雅伯渡口，先打发他们过河，又打发所有的都过去，只剩下雅各一人，有一个人和他宿觉，直到黎明。
雅各安排晒，跟住佢自己一个人留喺度，
单独一个去祷告。
And so Jacob, he arranged everything, and he was all alone by himself, and then he starts wrestling with God.
弟兄姊妹，你试过咧同神摔角未啊？
Have you ever wrestled with God?
呢个咪一个肉体上嘅摔角，精神上嘅摔角。灵魂上的摔角，
is this a physical wrestling? Is this a mental struggle? Is it a spiritual fight? I think we've all experienced in some way a wrestle with God.
我想我们个都是试过是有同神即是挣扎，是很强烈。
这种的挣扎呢，你一定要一个人在这里，是可能你完全没有说话可讲，是很叹息。And maybe as you're alone with God, you know, and you don't even have words to say, you're just groaning and moaning because you don't have the strength to get the words out.
雅各呢，佢系同神玩摔角，表示呢一个好大嘅挣扎，好大嘅困难啊，点解决呢？
And so as he's wrestling, it's showing his inner struggle and in the intensity of the struggle that he's going through.
好大嘅挣扎，但雅各呢，佢找住神唔肯放。
But Jacob, he holds on to God and he won't let go.
因为佢知道送咗呢啲礼物都系唔可以改变哥哥嘅心。他知道呢，只有神可以帮到他，所以他抄实神不肯放。
He knows that the presents that he's arranged to give to his brother are not going to solve the problem. The only thing that's going to do it is God. And so he's holding on to God. That's the last thing that he can do. The only thing he can do.
那雅各他相信神，但是他是绝对肯定确定。
Now, Jacob, he believed in God, but was he 100% certain that God was going to take care of him?
他有些还没相信，所以他要扎实，不肯放。
There is still some doubt, and so he's holding on for his life.
你有没有跟神挨过架呢？ Have you ever been mad at God and yelled at God? 可能他做的事你不喜欢，你有没有告诉他？
Maybe he's done things the way that you don't like. Have you told him that?
可能呢，你有的事你不明白，于是你跟神辩论。
Maybe there's some things you don't understand, and so you get into a discussion with God.
或者呢，
有啲担心，有啲担忧，你好难相信神会保护。And maybe you're afraid and you're concerned and you don't believe that God can take you through it. You need to tell God what's in your heart. 你需要同神讲你心里边嘅说话。我哋可以老实同神倾偈。We can honestly tell God what's on our heart. 雅各同神还摔角。And Jacob was wrestling with God. He's getting physical. 他的身体想要接触啊。我们可以将我们的不满，我们要将我们的恼怒，我们要将我们的疑惑，我们要将我们的担心，通通讲给人听，讲给神听。神不介意。We can tell God our frustrations. We can tell God our angers. We can tell God our fears. We can tell God the things we don't understand. It's okay. He doesn't mind. He wants to hear what's on your heart. 神是想听到你心声，他想听到你内心的说话。雅各就是这样。当我们将这些事情讲给神听的时候，是一个过程，是一个挣扎的过程。And as we tell God about these things in our life, we go through a process, a struggling process. 有些东西不是那么容易明白，有些东西不是那么容易接受。You know, there's some things that are hard to understand and some things that are hard to accept. 我们不是一二三就可以全部接受了。And sometimes we can't accept it overnight.It takes time as we work it through. 我们有时要努力挣扎去解决，找到答案。And some things we will never find an answer to until we get to heaven. 有些事情呢，直到我们回天家的时候都找不到答案的。但我们可以跟神谈的，可以跟神讲。我们可以开个轨道呢，让神安慰我们，让神祝福我们。And we can open a window to God where He can start to speak to us, comfort us, and even if we don't understand, we can start to receive from Him.
雅各就是这样，他抓实，抓实神的应许。
Jacob was holding on to God with all his might.
我们需要抓实神。We need to hold on to God.
耶稣讲过一个比喻，在路加福音十八章，你可以翻睇路加福音十八章。Now, Jesus told a parable in Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8, and you can look at that as I read it in Chinese.
路加福音十八章第一节至到第八节，耶稣讲这个比喻。耶稣赐一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心，说。某城里有一个官，不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。那城里有一个寡妇，常到他那里说：我有一个对头，求你给我伸冤。他多日不准，后来心里说：我虽不惧怕神，也不尊重世人，只因这寡妇烦扰我。我就给他伸冤吧，免得他常来缠磨我。主说：你们听这不义之官所说的话，神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他从言为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？我告诉你们，要快快的给他们伸冤了。然而人子来的时候，如得见世上有信得吗？
So Jesus is telling us that if unrighteous judges will hear consistent prayers, how much more will God do it? So we need to be consistent and hold on to God and call out to God.Don't give up.
我们需要是坚持继续向神祷告，扎实神的应许，
唔好放弃，唔好灰心。雅各呢，佢呢个经历改变咗佢一生。This experience changed Jacob for life. 佢就成为一个新嘅人，因为佢嘅腿咧就系被即系扭断过啊，佢变咗有少少伤残。And his hip was touched, he became a handicapped man. He had to walk with a limp. 我谂到两个嘅比喻咧，就可以帮我哋明白点解神要咁样做。And I think of two illustrations that can help us understand why God did this to Jacob. Now, 第一个呢就一匹野马，可能有啲人会认识野马嘅性能。And maybe the first one is a wild horse, and maybe some of us know a little bit about wild horses. 雅各呢，佢本身系似一个野马。And Jacob was like a wild horse, stubborn, free, running his own way. 佢有硬颈，自由，中意做自己中意做嘅嘢，冇人可以控制。野马呢，就好威力。我哋六年前呢去美国睇呢啲真正嘅牛仔做一啲嘅表演。And 6 years ago, when I was in the United States with the family, we saw a rodeo and some real cowboys showing off their cowboy skills. 咁啊，記得咧，佢騎上嗰啲野馬咧，就係要睇邊個可以騎得最耐。And as the cowboys would get on the horses, their bunking horses, you know.See who can ride it the longest. 没一个是超过一分钟。And not a single one of them could stay on that horse for more than a minute. 有些就是10秒，有些是30秒。Some could stay on for 10 seconds, some for 30 seconds. Those Brunken Bronkos just bumping up and down, you know, and these guys flying off in the air onto the ground. 那些野马就向前边隔起，后边隔起，跟着这些牛仔就飞上天的，跟着跌落地。野马就唔中意人哋骑佢嘅。Wild horses don't like people sitting on their back。但系你知道系一个嘅好有技巧嘅骑师嘅时候，当佢系要令到呢个野马变一匹顺马咧，佢就骑上去。咁当然表演嘅时候，佢有啲嘢喺个鞋度拮到只马，令到佢系跳得更多，系咪？所以系唔可以咁样睇。A good cowboy, he is skilled in training to get a wild horse to break so that you can sit on him. Of course, in the rodeo, they got spurs in their heels and they're making the horse jump, so they're not trying to break it, they're trying to make it jump more. But 当你见到一个的野马，当他是屈断了他的性格的时候，牛仔骑上去，他就顺。将嗰个能力咧，全部集中精神，可以咧，俾个牛仔控制佢一切嘅嘢。And as a wild horse is broken, and the cowboy is on the back of the wild horse, he can focus the strength and the energy of this horse. He's got the same strength he used to have, but now he's under the control of the cowboy. 神就系咁样，神系要屈断我哋嘅。如果我哋唔屈断，我哋系好似个野马咁样，系冇方向，我哋嘅力系乱咁劈。但系当我哋俾神去改变我哋、修炼我哋嘅时候，我哋一样系咁强壮。但系我哋可以集中，有神指挥，有神指导我哋，我哋用我哋嘅能力喺做神嘅工作。And as we are broken by God.God takes that inner strength that you have and he focuses it. That you can be controlled by God. You can be led by God. You can be directed by God. As now you are submitted to God. 因为我们要将我们的眼镜的性格顺服于神的带领。雅各就是这样。他是有自己的想法，但是他学习顺服神。And Jacob was like that. He had his own methods of doing things, but he had to come to submit to God. 那第二个例子我想讲羊仔。In the second illustration, we can look at a sheep. 啊，羊咧就都有佢自己嘅性格。And sheep, you know, they have their own personality. They have their own desires. 有啲羊群咧，实有一只羊咧系唔听话。And in the flock of a sheep, there's always one or two sheep that don't want to listen and obey. 咁有一只成只走开嘅羊咧，牧羊人咧就要撇低所有嘅羊去揾佢翻嚟。And there's a sheep that runs away, the shepherd needs to leave all the other sheep and go and get the one that ran away. 咁走开一次又一次，牧羊人又再揾佢一次又一次。And if he runs away once and twice, you know, the shepherd has to always go back and get him. 那每次羊仔走开呢，好危险。And each time the sheep runs away, it's very dangerous. 因为呢，羊就冇办法保护自己。Because the sheep cannot protect himself. 佢一走开呢，狼啊、狮子啊都可以压咗佢。And as he runs away, the wolves and the lions, you know, it can eat him.咁啊，羊咧都唔识自己去安全行路，可以跌落山崖。And the sheep doesn't know how to protect himself. He can fall down a cliff and you know hurt himself. 羊咧都唔识咧自己去揾好嘅草吔，又唔识揾好嘅水饮，所以可以饿死。And the sheep doesn't know how to find good green grass, and he doesn't know how to find good water, so he can die of starvation. 于是呢个牧羊人一定要揾佢翻嚟，但系走开咁多次好麻烦。佢唔听话，成日走自己嘅路。But the sheep, you know, he keeps running away. He doesn't listen to the shepherd. It's troublesome. You know what the shepherd does to him? 你知唔知牧羊人喺呢个时候做啲乜嘢对只羊仔？攞佢一只脚打断。He takes one of the legs of the sheep and he breaks it. 那羊咧四只脚断咗一只，因为佢肥笨。佢企唔穩。And with one broken leg, you know, the sheep cannot stand because he's so fat and heavy. He's lopsided. With a broken leg, he just falls over. 於是呢，羊一隻斷咗個腳呢，冇可能企。And so with a broken leg, the sheep cannot stand on his own. 好似好殘忍。It seems very cruel and mean. The Humane Society would not let this shepherd in.但系跟住牧羊人做乜嘢？自己担起只羊喺自己肩头度。So then the shepherd takes the sheep and he puts him on his own shoulders. 自己担喺自己肩头，自己抱护佢，直到嗰只脚好翻为止。And he holds the sheep on his neck until the leg is healed. 那羊好识性喎。当个牧羊人咁样拱住呢只羊喺个肩头度，嗰只羊同个牧羊人嘅关系越来越拉近。And so as the shepherd is holding the sheep on his neck and carrying him through the time it takes to heal the leg, the sheep and the shepherd become intimate. 你话呢只羊个脚好翻之后呢，会唔会再走开呢？ And do you think this sheep is going to run away after his leg is healed again?唔会，次次咧经过咁嘅过程嘅时候，嗰羊就非常之听话，因为佢知道牧羊人对佢好，佢知道牧羊人锡佢，佢知道牧羊人嘅心意，佢嘅性格屈断咗，顺服于牧羊人。And the sheep doesn't run away because he knows the shepherd loves him, the shepherd cares for him, the shepherd takes care of him. The sheep's obstinate personality has been broken, and now he's submissive to the shepherd.
神就咁样对雅各屈断佢嗰个坚硬嘅性格，要雅各呢嚟顺服神。
And that's what God did with Jacob. He broke him. He touched his hip and caused Jacob to submit 100% to God.
弟兄姊妹。神都想你咁样顺服神。
那如果你系顺服神，唔需要佢屈断你只脚，系几好、哦。And God, if you can submit to Him without God breaking your leg, now that's pretty good.
但可惜呢，我哋好多事呢系唔听话，好多事我哋好似只羊一样，我要神屈断我哋嘅脚。
But unfortunately, so often we do not like to listen to God.And we need God to come and break our leg so that we will submit. 我们最后一点呢，想看到神怎样改变雅各，雅各被神改变。 Last part I want to look at how God changed Jacob. 因为雅各投降被神， because Jacob surrendered to God. 雅各终于投降被神的带领，他是要神的祝福，他是要神的保护，他愿意完全投降给神。 And Jacob was fully surrendered to God. He wanted the blessing, he wanted the protection, and now he's willing to completely surrender to God. 我们人不喜欢听投降这些字。 You know, we don't like to hear the word surrender. 因为似乎投降等于一个打败者。Because when you hear the word surrender, it means somebody who's lost the battle. 我们喜欢听到的得胜。We like to hear that, oh, I'm the victor. 但是老实说，有没有人可以打赢神呢？ In reality, who can be the victor over God? Jacob didn't win the battle. God could have taken Jacob out easily. He allowed Jacob to hold on to him.其实谁可以打赢神呢？神跟雅各玩摔角呢？神是让雅各而已。神可以很容易就是整到整跛雅各，但他容许他继续挣扎。我们没办法赢神，这个事实。We cannot win over God. 我们反而要有一个谦卑的心态，就是信服神。We need to have a humble heart and submit to God.所以雅各呢，佢系找住神嘅，系因为神系俾佢找住。And so as Jacob was holding on to God, it's only because God allowed him to hold on. 神唔系我哋敌人，我哋同神即系投降俾神，唔系因为神系敌人，但系可能有啲人觉得神系敌人。Now, God is not our enemy. You know, some people think that surrendering, you surrender to an enemy. But God is not our enemy. And so when we surrender to God, it's not because we're surrendering to an enemy. But maybe you think of God as an enemy, somebody that you're fighting against.
投降呢，等于将个主权交给神。
And surrendering to God is giving God the authority to work in your life.
让神坐在你的生命中的宝座。
To allow God to sit on the throne of your heart.
耶稣就是万有的主宰，他根本是主。但如果我们不让耶稣做我们整个生命的主宰，他根本不是你的主。
You know, Jesus is the Lord of all. But if he's not the Lord of all in your life, then he's not Lord at all.He's either Lord of all, or he's not Lord at all.
如果耶稣是你生命各方面的主，如果他不是你生命各方面的主，他根本不是你的主人。我们要让这个主权交回给神。雅各就是这样，他投降，没有再挣扎，他接受神的带领。
So Jacob is like that. He surrendered to God. He gave in to God. And he submitted to God and said, Lord,Your will be done.
雅各跟住要改变。And then Jacob became a changed man. 你睇二十七节至到28节。And look at verse 27-28. 那人说，你名叫咩名？佢话，我叫雅各。那人说，你名唔系叫雅各，以后你要叫以色列，因为你同神玩摔角。你又打赢了。
So your name's not going to be Jacob anymore, it's Israel, because you fought with God.
神将雅各的名改变很有意思，是代表雅各一个新造的人。
And God changing Jacob's name represented that Jacob became a new creation.
因为雅各呢，从此以后呢，就真的不同以往的雅各。
And because after this time, we see Jacob was no longer the old Jacob.He became a new man. Jacob means heel catcher, supplanter, the one who's striving with men.
Israel means
Let me get this right. Prince with God. Allowing God to control. Or struggle with God. Different meanings of what Israel means.
雅各的意思呢, 就是与人争, 捉哥哥的后争。 雅各的意思就是, 经常跟人家强夺。
但是以色列的意思呢, 有几个意思, 有一个意思就是与神作王子, 第二个意思呢, 就是让神掌管, 亦都有一个意思就是与神争。 所以有人说呢, 有神的能力, 亦都是以色列的意思。 Israel can also be have God's power.
所以神改变了雅各的名, 以后叫以色列。 因为他与神作王子,是被神掌管,有神的能力。 And so now he's a man who has a prince with God, filled with the power of God, and controlled by God.
Wow, what a name.
即是他信服神。
So Jacob is now submitting to God.
这个180度的转变, and this is a 180 degree turnaround for Jacob.
那你想想呢,雅各呢,他这个摔角的对手是谁?
And who was Jacob wrestling against?
雅各说是一个人, 但是他又叫他做神。
可能我们觉得是一个天使, 但是雅各称他做神, 他就没有反对。
Now who is Jacob wrestling with? Jacob called him a man, and he also called him God. Now, many times we think of it as an angel. But when Jacob said, I wrestled with God, the angel didn't say, hey, I'm not God. Who was he wrestling with? Some people believe that the person that Jacob was wrestling with was Jesus Christ himself. And it's Jesus Christ who makes us a new creature and saves us and redeems us.
有些人觉得雅各所摔角那个就是耶稣基督自己。
因为耶稣基督是领导我们重新得救, 耶稣是使到我们做新造的人, 好像哥林多后书第5章17节,
Just like in 2 Corinthians 5:17, 若有人在基督里, 他就是新造的人, 旧事已过, 都变成新的了。
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are new.
所以雅各是有这个重生的经历, 他以后呢, 不是跟神争的,他信服神。
And so Jacob had this salvation experience as he no longer is fighting against God, but he's submitting to God, and he becomes a new creature in Jesus Christ.
所以这个神呢,他点了雅各的脚,被他一个记号,被他可以以后记得,他要信服神。 And so God touched his hip, made him a cripple, handicapped, so in the rest of his life, he can remember that he needs to submit to God.
弟兄姊妹,神有没有在你身上摆个记号? Has God given you a symbol on your life that you need to remember, that you need to submit to God?
很多时候,虽然我们重新得救,我们会忘记神的恩典,我们用自己的方法,
与人争,但是神会给我们记得,提醒,我们回到神的身边,信服神。
And many times as we're going through life, you know, we forget that we're a new creature in Christ. And we start into the old life and doing the old things. You know, God wants us to remember that we need to submit to Him.
你今天是不是被神屈断过?
Have you been broken by God today?
你今天是不是跟神争紧?
And are you struggling with God today?
你不是觉得好像人生是一个摔角,你是跟神又争,跟人又争?
And maybe you're struggling with man and you're struggling with God.
愿神透过雅各的经历,教导我们。
Let God teach us from the example of Jacob.
我们要谦卑祷告,求神改变我们。
We need to humbly come before God and ask Him to forgive us and to change us.
我们需要找住神的应许,
and we need to hold on tight to God's promises.
让雅各咧做我哋一个非常之好嘅榜样。And may Jacob's life be an example for us. 神可以改变我哋，改变咗呢个雅各都可以改变我哋。That God can change Jacob, He can also change us. 愿神祝福佢嘅话语，我哋一齐低头祈祷。And let's pray. 主，我哋多谢你，我哋今日从雅各嘅生命睇到你点样改变。